This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Okay, I tend to get up here on air and get really excited and cover a lot of news and still kind of not get to all the points I really want to break down. So I'm going to try my best here today to just be calm, and we'll see how long that lasts and just cover all of this. But it is becoming extremely, extremely clear exactly what is going on and what is unfolding. Now, let me just... I can't do the show right now. I just can't do it. I got to reset. I got to go to rebroadcast. I mean, this is all just too heavy. This is all too insane. This is all too serious. And I just need people to know that this is not a game, okay? I mean, I knew that the globalists were coming. I knew they were setting all this up. And everything was in beta test. But we're now actually in the jaws of this. And it's going to get a lot worse, a lot quicker until... humanity gets serious and realizes they're under attack. You've got to get out of the comfort zone and out of the apathy. I know this audience understands that, but we've got to shake other people out of it to how much danger they're in, because people can be trained by increments like the bowling frog in the pot. That's the most important analogy ever, to fry. And I, quite frankly, am not even angry anymore. I'm not even disgusted anymore. I am not even horrified of the New World Order. I am just absolutely saddened by it and by the slaves of the system that go along with it all. Wow, there's just such incredible news here today. The Super Bowl was an amazing parallel of reality versus fiction, of the globalists trying to force feed their lies versus what the public actually wants. We're going to break that down today. We also have the trial of Trump beginning tomorrow. It was going to start today, but they're sparring over how they're going to try to destroy Trump with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. We're going to be laying all of that out for you. Maxine Waters is now going further than even Nadler did and saying that there is no violence ever called for by Democrats. Antifa doesn't exist. And she never called for any type of aggression towards people, because Trump's lawyers are set to start playing videos of them all calling for violence. So that is all coming up. And then the really big story is something that I've worked on Saturday and Sunday with Greg Reese. And that is a report we're going to premiere at 1:30 today. He's not done with it yet. A lot of work's gone into this. It's only going to be 7 minutes long. And it tells you everything. It is powerful. And I don't even know what to call this other than a serious warning, an emergency transmission. And it ties into the headline for the live show today that's on Infowars.com, that we're in an emergency alert, and that the globalists are planting massive false flags to be blamed on the American people and to bring in a Soviet-style system. There's the actual headline, emergency alert, globalists preparing massive false flags as pretext for Soviet-style purge. Watch live. And I'm going to talk about a lot of this on the show today, but Jay Dyer is going to be in studio with us. He's a great author and researcher and knows his stuff. He's done more deep research on the globalist endgame than even I have, because I did most of my research 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, because I already know their operation. But he studies it going back as well, hundreds of years, but then on their current stuff. So I kind of use him as a Reader's Digest with his show and the things he does to go hear him boil down all these books he's reading, like every day, new ones, where they're going to just tear us apart and put us in camps and brain damage us and sterilize us, and they're just foaming at the mouth like satanic piranhas. Because it's hard for me to read their stuff, but he does it and then boils it down He's going to be in studio, and while he's on with us, he'll also host the fourth hour. I'm going to play this report where they're coming for you and your family. In their words, they're coming for you and your family.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Persecution of patriots and the American people, the plan for massive false flags across the country, and then the plans to begin then moving against the population, not just of this country, but of the world. And so that is all coming up today. Jay Dyer is going to be in studio. The trial of the president has begun. They are just doing the preliminaries right now for sedition, when this is everything the globalists have actually engaged in against our country. We also have the climate czar saying that their game plan is to, quote, break the American people's will, including, quote, the old retiree down the street from you. Yes, this is all a giant open-air re-education camp. Also, more massive evidence of planned, coordinated, proven, documented election fraud coming out. And so much more. I'll be breaking down the Super Bowl, the incredible propaganda there versus Tom Brady not wearing the mask and all the rest of it. True leadership. But first, a very important report. A very important report. Green reveals a tyrannical double standard. And this doesn't just go from Green, Congresswoman Green. It extends to President Trump, you and I, and all of us. And it is President Trump that is on trial, but it's really the American people that are on trial as they cast us and frame us as the terrorists. Here's the report posted at Band.video.
Marjorie Taylor Greene represents Georgia's 14th congressional district.
I'm Marjorie Greene, and I approve this ad. I'm running to stop gun control. Open borders. The Green New Deal.
But before she had even taken her freshman oath, she faced cancellation from a left mad with power and political paranoia, using her as an example to eventually cancel the entire GOP. In order to further the authoritarian socialist government the left is obsessed with becoming.
The Republicans truly have lost their way. Their party is destroyed. Their base now is conspiracy theorists. It's cowards, it's opportunists, it's grifters, and sadly, they're becoming the Looney Tunes. You know, these are people who we can't take serious.
Now Green has had her House Education and Labor Committee position stripped after an epic display of hypocrisy and the power to rush and crush the process of the legislature.
Removing Congresswoman Green is the right thing to do now. And I regret that we are going to have to do it to the Rules Committee rather than the party leadership level. Nonetheless, we are going to do this.
The appropriate action is for the Ethics Commission to look at this, and that's how we should proceed.
A contentious, politically driven resolution that was assigned to our committee and will now be on the House floor without proper consideration by the Ethics Committee. What are we doing?
Shouldn't members have allowed Green's rhetoric to play out during her term that was voted on by her constituents?
What you need to know about me is I'm a very regular American, just like the people I represent in my district and most people across the country. I never once said during my entire campaign, QAnon, I never once said any of the things that I am being accused of today during my campaign. I never said any of these things since I have been elected for Congress. These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me. They do not represent my district, and they do not represent my values. Will we allow the media that is just as guilty as QAnon of presenting truth and lies to divide us?
To equate the media to QAnon is beyond the pale.
Whoever has the power makes the rules. Whoever makes the rules makes them in their favor. And you have another resolution that you haven't discussed yet to remove over 100 Republican members of Congress, including 6 from my home state of Georgia.
Who's next? Who is next? Everyone has said things they wish they didn't say. Everyone has done things they wish they didn't do. So who's next? Who will the cancel culture attack next?
And of course, everyone wants to know, where are the votes to hold AOC accountable for her lies?
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has given a harrowing account of her experience on January 6th.
A harrowing and emotional account of what happened to her during the Capitol riot.
It's one of the most harrowing accounts so far.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, tell that harrowing story.
The harrowing story of how she hid from attackers during the Capitol riot.
Disclosing new harrowing details.
You actually said that the problem with her story is that the rioters didn't storm the building in question. Insurrectionists never stormed our hallway.
Did we ever come near us?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, say that.
They didn't get anywhere near us.
Or Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar for their anti-Semitism and seething disdain for American values.
They're trying to say it's anti-Semitism. That's the way to try to discredit the fact that we all know under Netanyahu's regime, human rights violations have gotten worse. And we need to be able to...
Why not boycott Egypt?
Representative Omar embodies a vile, hate-filled, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel bigotry.
I always say America does not suffer from scarcity. We suffer from greed.
Or Maxine Waters for her calls for violence.
That if a Democrat ever promoted violence or associated themselves with sentiments encouraging violence against other Americans or Republicans or presidents and individuals who are serving, that she would be the first person to kick them off of their committees, and I would join her in that regard.
You see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd, and you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And of course, the lying president said that I had threatened all of his constituents. I did not threaten his constituents, his supporters. I do that all the time, but I didn't do it that time.
11 Stockholm Syndrome suffering Republicans voted to fuel the radical left's version of Green statements as they could best spin them.
This is an AR-15 in the hands of Ms. Green. This was on Facebook just a few months ago.
When the Democrats and 11 of my Republican colleagues decided to strip me of my committee assignments, Education and Labor, and the Budget Committee, you know what they did? They actually stripped my district of their voice.
Whether you disagree with Green's statements, her punishment, and the witch trial is moot. A double standard is being fortified, hurtling the Democrats and their country club GOP cohorts towards their tyrannical endgame. John Bound reporting.
Green reveals a tyrannical double standard. That's in the John Bounds section of band.video. Click the left-hand corner. You go down and find his latest reports. That thing needs to get 1 million views. It needs to get 10 million views. But the only way we get outside of the censorship cage is when you release the Kraken. When you go to band.video and you find the articles and the videos, the information you think is most important, and you share it, it changes the world. How rich is that? The incredible inversion of reality to have Ilhan Omar, the biggest grifter ever, $2 million last year to her husband of campaign money. The list goes on and on. Married to her brother. Just a total fraudster. Witnesses saying that they order them under threat of violence to vote for her. Total Sharia law she's putting in Minnesota. And then she says that Congresswoman Green is a grifter. Congresswoman Green, she's a globalist takeover. And yeah, she shared a few QAnon things, and now she's been set up by it. All the real stuff against the globalists now called QAnon. That's how it was all set up. But to put dates on things and to add disinfo to the discredit our liberty movement taking over Congress. But it's going to fail. We were able to minimize Q to a great extent before they could totally set people up with false flag attacks, which I'm going to cover next when we come back. That's what the globalists are planning next. Mark your words. Mark my words.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I was sitting around on January 8th, the day after I'd gotten back from D.C., talking to some of the crew. And they said, well, you know, Trump has given his concession speech. And he's going to step down. And I said, yeah. I made some calls to Trump's lawyers and confirmed that that was the plan. And I said, yeah, when I go on air tomorrow and tell everybody this, some of them aren't going to believe me. They're just going to think that I'm being negative and a bad sport. And it made a lot of the listeners mad. In fact, we lost a lot of listeners. It was all over the website, all over the comments. Hey, you're done, buddy. You're not on the team. Trump's invincible. Q's invincible. You're a Fed. And meanwhile, I'm talking to Roger Stone that talks to Trump every day, and I'm talking to Trump's lawyers. And I've missed calls from Trump. I'm not bragging. It doesn't matter to me. I've been targeted because Trump likes me and listens. Don Jr. listens. Don Jr. Is in contact. I'll leave it at that. So I'm in real contact with these people. And I know what's going on. And we're all being set up together, and I can't get 30% of my own listeners to believe me. So that's what I'm telling the listeners is, let's move on from that. But I've heard from so many people, hey, why are you talking about Q so much? Because they're going to use it with disinfo and the disinfo that was put out to discredit anyone that exposes world government, the pedophile rings, the globalist, everything. They can connect it to that. Because Q became the leader of everything because the media at first and big tech at first for 3 years promoted it and pumped it and allowed it to grow while censoring everybody else that was telling the truth. Now, as soon as they were ready to take Q down and the Q movement, they started censoring and knocking out the networks because once you knew you'd been had, they didn't want all those Q networks with millions of followers on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube to be able to keep communicating. And so all those overnight Q stars that had hundreds of thousands and, you know, millions of followers, they were all shut down because they had already fulfilled their usefulness. How do you discredit a global awakening of the New World Order? How do you discredit an awakening to the IMF and World Bank and the Great Reset and Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds? How do you deal with the UN plan to flood the borders and open up the planet under UN control to create a giant third world mass under a tiny elite's domination? You lead the opposition from a shadowy esoteric group that gives out fake dates and fake info mixed with real info to discredit it. And so I'm going to get to the big news next segment, but I just want to spend some time on this segment telling you that what I'm going to lay out is going to happen unless we have a massive awakening and basically have a giant physical, peaceful movement to demand members of Congress and members of the legislatures and good mayors and good sheriffs and good pastors to come together of every race, color, and creed to oppose this globalist operation. We have to get organized. We have to get up front. We have to get aggressive. And when the Nadlers of the world say, oh, there is no world government, there is no New World Order, there are no COVID emergency centers, there is no forced inoculation, there is no Antifa, We have to not even engage in a debate with these criminals. We have to move forward to strip them of their committee chairmanships. We have to move forward to defeat them in the elections. We have to sue them. We have to go protest them. We have to get on the offense against this scum. And they're all a pack of hunchback devils with no power. That's why they seek power. But we lay down and keep letting them dominate us when they are the most immoral, disgusting, degenerate people on the planet. And so you either stand against these people or they will rape you. It's who they are. They want to hurt you because they hate themselves and they are projecting the Jungian psychology of the shadow onto you, period. You think Maxine Waters likes her evil, ugly ass? No. You think Nadler likes his evil, ugly ass? No. You think Hillary likes her evil, twisted butt? No. But she projects it on you because these people are not retrospective and they cannot look within themselves. Knowing thyself is the highest order. Then you can know God once you know yourself. But if you don't know yourself, you don't know anything. Know thyself first. These people do not know who they are. They don't even know where they came from or where they're going. They just want to pull down everything good. So just as night follows day and day follows night, they are preparing massive false flags in this country to blame us, and they're going to try to move against us, and they're going to do it because they never got in trouble for all the things they did before. Because the corrupt lawyer-run Justice Department is so full of pedophiles and corrupt people, they literally existentially want to make a run at the American gun owner and the American Christian, and they're going to do it. But they're going to do it first through psychological operations, and it's going to be bad. It's going to be rough. And you better get yourselves ready for it. And you better know what the different scenarios are that are going to unfold out of this. And I'll cover it all when we come back. Separately, we're not going to be on the air unless we have your support. Plus, we've got great products that everybody already needs. It's been sold out for a while. It's the highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K for your immunity and for your body's defenses. It's something that's essential that everyone needs regardless. The globalists don't want you knowing how to protect yourself. A limited supply, because they can't get the bottles or the caps, they may have to change the packaging, has come in. It'll probably be sold out in a week at the amount we have. Despite that, it's 25% off. You take it sublingually under the tongue. A lot of people, especially older folks, cannot absorb D3 in the gut. But under the tongue, if you hold it for about a minute, you get most of it, along with the vitamin K that helps with the delivery. Ultra high quality, back in stock. You can get it for 40% off when you get it with Ultra 12, super high-end vitamin B12 under the tongue for maximum absorption as well, made by the same great lab, the highest end we can get. I'm so proud of it. Ultra 12 with it is 40% off in the combo pack. Get Ultra 12 by itself, because there's no shortage of that yet, for 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off by itself. Winter Sun, 25% by itself. The two in a combo, 40% off. No reviews on that because it's a brand new combo. But look at the reviews of Ultra 12 and Winter Sun by itself. 98, 99%, thousands upon thousands of reviews. I can tell you this is made by the top lab in the country. 4.9 stars. Limited supply. Separately, my dad, working with a major manufacturer, major developer, and a chemist, has launched his own line that we carry at InfoWarsStore.com, and these are all different formulas, so it doesn't compete with Supermel Vitality or Alpha Power. It's just different, and it's really strong. Total Male Invigoration Primal Youth available. Primal Youth, along with the Extra Strength Kava Chill from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or find that in other products at Dr. Jones Naturals, Dr. Jones Natural.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock. with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of
our... You know, when the Democratic Party filed more than 50 lawsuits against me trying to shut us down the last 4 years. Since Trump got elected, they filed thousands on him, literally over 1,000. They always ask, who runs you? Who tells you what to say? Where do you come up with all this? And it's from research and history and my own moral compass and also what I as a human think that I then tell you from my own perspective. And that is very effective with people because it's real. It's not a produced talking point by a committee of corporate lawyers and psychologists. And that's why I'm going to begin this critical information by talking about something personal. how I have gone through this. I understand why a lot of people wanted to believe that Trump was invincible and there was a secret group and Bill Barr was good and Sessions was good and the world was good and we were going to fix it all. And they created a cartoon version of what was really happening to discredit anybody investigating the real evil. So it's those that did this that are the bad guys, not those of you that took the bait. I'm not putting you down. I'm sad about this. I've been through similar things. I've been conned before as well. This isn't my first rodeo. So don't get out of the liberty movement. Don't get out of the fight against the globalists just because you thought we were all invincible and everything was okay and you were on a bandwagon with a winning team. You are on a bandwagon with a winning team, with God and with justice and with what's right. Because this whole world, this whole life is an experience and a test of who you are. That's a fact. So be in the world, but not of the world. And so I remember on that same conversation on January 8th with some of my crew, some of the managers, they said, well, don't be too down, Alex. You know, once Trump's out and everybody doesn't think everything's fine, we'll have even more listeners because people are going to hate Biden. And I said, you mark my words. As soon as that inauguration's over and Biden's sworn in up there, people are actually going to give up and they're going to actually fall away. To a great extent, but that's okay because we've got a bigger number than we had 20 years ago or even 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. But all the sunshine patriots aren't winter soldiers. They're not going to be involved. They wanted to be part of the fantasy. But it doesn't matter. Once you see the matrix, you can't go back. And once you see the false liberty movement, you're not going to get conned again for most people. So let me hit the big news for you right now. Now, what I'm saying is incredibly simple. What I'm saying, almost all of you already know. And you're going to say, Jones, why are you telling us that grass is green, the sky is blue? And the milk cows got black and white spots. I mean, or fire hydrants are yellow and fire engines are red. I mean, why are you telling us bluebirds are blue? Why are you doing this? Because I'm not talking to you. Remember that. This is not a regular show that's just meant to entertain an audience over and over again. It's about getting you motivated to take action, to go out and wake others up. It's about your leadership role. It's about getting you ready to take action. It's about you having confidence in yourself and having the information it takes to defeat the globalists. They've organized their people against us. They have a huge Time magazine article bragging how they stole the election. How a powerful cabal of bankers and foreign banks helped silence the American people and helped install Joe Biden. But we have people power and we have common sense and we're going to win if you simply understand that you can't count on some foggy secret group doing it. You have to get engaged yourself because the foggy secret group is the globalist. It's the establishment. They operate in the dark. We operate out in the light. So when I say this, you're going to say, Jones, I already know that. Okay, well, what are you going to do about it? And I'm not saying that like, oh, you're dumb. I want to have a discussion. I want to have a debate. I want to mobilize. I want to see the different ways you peacefully fight this to find out what's the most successful action. I got a lot of ideas myself, but I really respect the grassroots ingenuity of the crowd, of old people, of young people, of white people, of black people, of brown people, of everybody that wants to be free. And so here it is. I'm going to lay it out now. Guaranteed, 100% confirmed. They've done it before. They stand to gain from it. They have a history of doing it. They have the means. They have the motive. And they are now pre-programming at a level I haven't ever seen, even before 9/11, even before Oklahoma City, even before other events, that right-wingers are going to engage in terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings everywhere. And then anyone that's pro-America or anyone that's pro-gun or anyone that's pro-life is a terrorist. And they're going to try to get the general public then in mass, the same ones that wear the mask, the same ones that do what they're told, to then literally in a Maoist revolution not work with us, not talk to us, and actually physically attack us. And they've already beta tested the whole thing. They didn't need to have thousands of Trump supporters that went to D.C. peacefully to protest the election fraud to be kicked off airlines. The airline employees would check and see if you'd just flown to D.C., and if you were wearing a MAGA hat, they would kick you off the flight. They didn't need to call the FBI and have Bank of America spy on all their customers to see who'd gone to D.C. and report them to the FBI. Bank of America did it on its own. This is corporate fascism using a Maoist communist model of the Cultural Revolution against the people. Now, here's what you need to know. And this is the most important point with all of this. They're pre-programming the false flags. They're saying they're coming, so when they do come, when the attacks come, everyone is already pre-programmed to say it's gun owners, it's veterans, it's conservatives, we've got to have a massive purge. They're on the LA Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, The View, saying, arrest them and put them in re-education camps. There are now Biden administration officials saying it's time to put conservatives in camps like the Japanese in World War II, suddenly endorsing putting Japanese in camps. This is official. They're not saying this for no reason. They're going to run this play. We have their handbook. And when they start this, it is going to cause massive retaliation. The police forces that try to carry this out at first will grab people with license plate reading cameras off the street. Conservatives, patriots will be arrested. They'll be picked up off the street for no reason. Marco Rubio's endorsed a bill that if you are even investigated as a domestic terrorist, your guns are taken. At first, it'll work. They'll grab a bunch of people. That's meant to then elicit a response that's going to wipe out the local police and the FBI. Then they bring in the foreign troops, and they've even proposed it. So all I can tell you is at this point, you can kiss America goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, unless there is a total awakening to this treachery. And in case you don't realize it, they're making their big move. All the other moves were probes. All the other moves were tests. All the other moves were just beta. This is the main assault. They're going to blow up federal buildings. They're going to shoot up colleges, churches, schools, malls. They're going to dump chemical weapons in lakes, in reservoirs. They're just going to be terror attack on terror attack as the globalist Chi-Combat Combine takes America down and causes a civil war. Because remember, the left thinks they're marching out to expunge the conservatives and the nationalists who they believe are Nazis. That's their augmented reality, like Pokemon Go. They believe that they're actually battling real Red Skull. They're Captain America. They're not going to have a communist purge. That's going to fail. The goal, and here's the super key, is the Civil War. So that's why all the feds and ADLs and the Poverty Law Center are so pissed. I'm saying be peaceful. Don't be offensive. You know, when the cops come to take your guns, try to not be there. Don't shoot them. Because this is all meant to trigger the Civil War. That's the goal. So the false flag triggers the war on American patriots. That triggers the Civil War and the breakup of the country and the end of the dollar, which they plan to have done in a year. And Biden's the symbol of the dying old America who will carry it out. He will then step down once America collapses. We're about 1 year out from the end of the country completely and death camps.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show for decades, many of you. Many of you just tuned in the last few years. But you're tuning in because you know, wow, Jones didn't say all this to be shocking. He really says what they're planning, and it comes true. So I just told you they're planting massive false flags. The left believes that leads them to some communist Valhalla. They're actually being set up by globalists, and the civil war is meant to destabilize the country, break it up, and put it under multinational control. It'll then be reorganized into a super fascist weapon system, and will take over the planet. Once it's merged with the European Union. But first they want the guns and to break our will and get us all tracked and traced and giving into the system. So reaching out to the left that's been weaponized and taught they're the ruling class and they're in power and they suddenly love death camps in China. They suddenly love tyranny. I mean, liberals just 5 years ago didn't like China having death camps. Now they're like, oh, we love Xi Jinping. We want to have that here in America. You're being set up as well. All of us are going to lose our standard of living. All of us are going to go into something far worse than what you claim is our corrupt crony capitalist system. Because those very crony capitalists are bringing us into something that is the final revolution. That's their words, where things are so authoritarian, so controlled, so, you're so tracked and traced that there's never any way to do anything outside of the confines other than commit suicide. And that's their plan. Make things so miserable that you kill yourself. So realize, don't take your normalcy bias. If you study people getting out of Russia under the Bolsheviks, or people getting out of China under Mao, or folks getting out of Cuba under Fidel, or people getting out of Venezuela under Hugo Chavez, or folks getting out of Nazi Germany under Hitler, Hitler got into power in 1933. He wasn't sending people to death camps until 1942. He was sending people to prison. First, he took their jobs, wouldn't let them have businesses, put them in ghettos. But that's how this works. And what do we know about the abused? The abused usually become abusers. Kids that are in pedophilia become pedophiles. People that are killed in death camps put you in death camps. And so, and even though you didn't put them in death camps, you're going to a death camp. Okay? You're going to a death camp. You're like, but my grandparents fought Hitler. Sorry, you're going to a death camp. And so it's like, okay. So the abused take on the identity of those that abuse them. That's Stockholm syndrome, but a more sophisticated form of it. So these are the big secrets here. And so America is to be fed headfirst into oblivion. And it's all part of an old, stupid fight going on since the days of Rome and folks that had inferiority complexes back in Rome against the Roman Empire. And we're not even involved in that. We're not part of that. But it's all just an insane psychosis. And again, a projection of the shadow onto everybody else. Oh, I project my shadow on people. I think people are powerful and amazing and have incredible ideas and have incredible sexual prowess and amazing dynamics and are just meant to build civilizations and love freedom and justice. But I've learned not to project what I believe and who I am onto others. I can only hope now. I love myself. Oh, but the globalist psychologists say that's narcissistic. To love the image of God imprinted on all of us and that potential blueprint for destiny and to love your fellow humans and to believe in a greater movement. Oh, no, no, no. Because the globalists want you to give up your will under them. End of the line. So, let's go ahead now, boys and girls, and let's just show the latest clip today. Coming up at 1:30, we've got a compilation that's the compilation of compilations with more. It's beyond a compilation. It's a tour de force. I think Greg Reese's greatest work. I worked with him in the last 2 days on it. At 1:30 today. But here's just the latest. Scarborough, whose young, sexy intern was caught with her brains bashed out, but he was a good neocon. It was taken care of. It's creepy psycho Job. He wants everybody that went to the Capitol. Cops stood down. Cops let everybody in. Most people didn't even engage in any violence. He wants them all to serve 20 years in prison. And he says that right-wing terrorists, in the full reports on InfoWars.com, are just about to attack. He says it's imminent terror attack from the Trump supporters, who he knows the globalists are preparing to set up. Here it is.
These people obviously felt, for whatever reason, like they were beyond reproach, that they could be terrorists, they could go in and commit sedition against the United States by stopping a constitutional action by the United States Congress, and they wouldn't be brought to justice. I think that's all the more reason why it is critical that the FBI does launch the largest manhunt in U.S. history, drag all of these people into prison, recommend that they stay there, and if they're inside the Capitol for a full 20 years for committing sedition against the United States of America.
And this is the talking point everywhere. So there's Psycho Joe. Here's a Tapper on CNN, the beginning, he says, of the mega terrorism. Here it is.
There is no accountability and no attempt by the Republican Party
to stop these insane lies that have taken root in their party. Witness the support this week by the House Republicans for bigot and conspiracy theorist Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia. If there's no effort at accountability, this is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
Oh, the beginning, which they're going to make sure happens. But again, the globalists, the left, they believe the same groups that Hitler targeted in World War II, they believe they're still fighting that Nazi menace. They don't get there's a group above that, British intelligence, but even more sophisticated than British intelligence, that is third, fourth, fifth dimensional analysis. You talk about real 3D chess. That's not Trump. That's the globalist that is about to collide these two groups together to destroy the republic and bring in permanent martial law. So the left's fantasizing about how they're about to take over and have all their dreams. They are about to destroy themselves and everybody else with them. So Maxine Waters denies ever using violent rhetoric towards Trump administration officials. That's a bear denying it crap in the woods. Here's just a short compilation of some of them calling for violence against Republicans and others.
A so-called anti-fascist website is encouraging, quote, all manner of physical violence against Trump supporters and capitalists.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I'll join a million other people surrounding the United States Capitol.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
This is a national emergency.
Joe Biden says he is concerned President Trump will try to steal the November election.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
This is a trial run by the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election.
If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving.
Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are.
If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He is already alluded to there may be a civil war.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
Seriously, Mr. President? First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders.
Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
Government's going to kill this guy.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do.
And now it's so fashionable to turn your back on President Trump, who won in a landslide. Well, I'm not doing it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You cannot hide a grand assault